What wasn't disappointing yesterday was our Century. First up from a break, great training performance by Kim Waugh to win at Rose Hill yesterday. He's in for a very good summer. Kim's on the line, been good enough to join us this morning. Kim, good morning and congratulations with our Century, because he was first up yesterday against some tough seasoned in-form middle distance horses and he was too good for them.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, it was great. It was a big thrill. You know, he's a really nice horse, and I thought he'd be really hard to beat yesterday. I knew he wasn't 100% fit, but I couldn't have been happier with him going into that run. So, you know, as it turned out, he was good enough. So it was a very pleasing result for all of us.
If he's not quite 100% fit, that must bode well for the upcoming Summer Cups that Ray was talking about, that we think that our Century will be aimed at, Kim.
Yeah, definitely. There's some nice races over the Christmas period, Summer Cup, Christmas Cup. At the moment, we'll just be looking sort of to head in towards those, and then we'll weigh up what we want to do with him, whether give him a little break and maybe bring him back for, you know, maybe Sydney Cup or something like that. But got lots of choices, so that's the best part.
And he can stay, can't he, Kim? So when he gets to those major cups, like the Summer Cup at 2,400 metres, or the Tats Cup, sorry, 2,400 metres, and the Gosford Cup even in January, all right up his alley.
For sure. And, you know, he's a tough horse, and he's got very clean winded, and he's a genuine stayer. He's your real typical stayer. And over those distances, he's got a really nice turn of foot too, which is a nice bonus. Because a lot of those old stayers are just one batter.
Grinders, yeah.
He has got a really nice turn of foot.
Mate of mine, Frankie Lawler, I see in the list of owners there, Kim, which is great, and I think he's had a number of horses with you. But Australian Bloodstock, the colours there. Is this your first one for Australian Bloodstock?
Yes. We actually bought our Century off Lloyd Williams, and Australian Bloodstock rang and asked if they could buy into him. So it was very nice. It's first horse for them, and hopefully not the last. We've had some nice results for them, so you never know.
Well, I was going to say, it usually flows the other way, doesn't it? But that's a good sign, and it might lead to things in the future, as you mentioned.
Yeah, definitely. Like, they're good guys to deal with, and good group of people that are in the Australian Bloodstock syndication with our Century. So, you know, it's been a really good result for everyone who wasn't here. You know, so we've had a really good result with him.
Yeah, no, he's a
couple
horse.
Of good results now.
He won a Lord Mayor's Cup too, so he's a horse we can follow with confidence into the summer. The mare News Fan, I know she was beaten, Kim, but gee, she's brave, isn't she?
Yeah, you know, I was worried. She drew a really tricky barrier, and all the horses inside of her were the speed horses, and I was really worried what, you know, how it was going to pan out. I was hoping there was a lot more pace than what there was. There just was never any genuine pace in the race, and it went so steady the whole way, and it was a real sprint home, and she never really got clear till well into the straight. But, look, I was still very pleased with the way she went. It was a gutsy effort. And, you know, she's a really lovely filly. She's got a great record. Nellie, you know, she most probably should have a couple more ones next to her name, but I'm sure that'll all come.
Can you give us an insight into the first things you were saying to Sam Weatherly when he came back on the horse? Were you okay with the ride?
It wasn't Sam's fault. He did exactly as I asked. I said, let the speed go and just try and tuck him behind. He did that.
Yeah.
And but the speed wasn't the speed that we were expecting. It was very slow, which made it very hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, he did everything he could. He couldn't sort of get to the outside, so he switched back to the inside and had to sort of weed through a couple of horses, which was costly, but not his fault. He's a very good rider, Sam. I like him a lot.
Yeah, and he did a good job. That mare did a great job, and she's one to follow. Hey, Kim, I think you're off to New Zealand today, so we better not hold you up. We've caught you on the run. Really appreciate it. Congratulations with the win of our Century and the second of News Fan. I think they're horses to follow with confidence over summer.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ray. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks,
Talk
Kim.
Talk to you soon.
Good on you, Kim. Thank you.
Bye.
Kim.